All right, good morning, guys. Good morning. Yeah. Your friendly neighborhood host here, Halvo, on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, inviting you to our Teamwork Africa 15th anniversary celebration. You've been hearing the ads. It's April 24th. You can register by going to teamworkafrica.org. That's all one word, teamworkafrica.org. As my wife and I like to say, we were on our way to somewhere else. It was not to doing work in Africa or starting a nonprofit by any means. But that is what we're doing. And so this 15th anniversary, have been doing for a long time, 15th anniversary celebration. We'd love to have you join us Friday night, April 24th, Peace Church in Eau Claire, an authentic African meal and a program. The doors open at 6. Meal really kicking in about 6:30, program about 7 to 8. You'll be out of there for sure by 8:30 again. You can register. It's free. TeamworkAfrica.org. If you want to sponsor a table of 8 for $120, that would be appreciated. If you've got any silent auction items you'd be willing to donate, that would be appreciated as well. All right, this day in history, in 2005, following several long illnesses, Pope John Paul II died on this day in his Vatican City apartments at the age of 84 years old.
May Christ give you his grace and his peace, overturning the barriers of division and making all things one in him.
Yes, born Karol Wojtyła in 1920, Poland. He was elected pope on October 16, 1978, becoming the youngest pope in more than a century and the first non-Italian pope in more than 450 years. So kind of making history. Kind of like the American Pope right now from Chicago, who hadn't had an American Pope like ever, right? So I believe. All right, and finally, our devotion, April 2nd, from Bob Goff's terrific Live in Grace, Walk in Love, a 365-day journey titled, Jesus didn't want us to just be believers, he wanted us to be participants. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Goff says, when my kids were young, they loved to read Choose Your Own Adventure books. They would speed read up to the points where they were faced with a choice that would alter the direction of the story based on what they decided. They'd make a choice, turn to the page where their new storyline took off, and then they'd speed read again to get to their next big choice. Goff says, I got into the books too because you get to feel like you're participating in the story. We all like that feeling where we're not just passive readers waiting to see what happens. We're characters, we're protagonists, we're heroes. We all like to shape the story while we're living it. Goff says these books mirror the story God is writing through us. We might not encounter obstacles on exotic islands like the kids in the stories, but we face choices every day that move the narrative in one direction or another. We're active participants in the story that God's writing. We're not just observers. We've been invited to be active participants. None of us will know all the outcomes until the end. It's a good bet we'll find out that God has made made right some of the wrong choices we made along the way. Some of the choices we thought were right will no doubt turn out to be wrong. Here's the thing. Jesus didn't want us to just be believers. He wanted us to be participants. God set his story in motion with us in mind, inviting us to join with him as he moves to bring restoration to everything around us. So don't settle for being a passive observer in the story God is writing around you. Jump in the action right where you are and take note of what happens. Today's question, in what ways is God inviting you to be more of an active participant in what he's doing? So America's turning 250 years old this year. And so 60 Minutes this weekend asked the all-time winningest college coach, Coach K from Duke University, could he come up with, in a minute or less, a game plan for America's future? And this is what he put together.
To build a championship culture, you need talent and character. You then develop the values of that culture. The best teams have the best values. We had 7. Integrity, do the right thing. Respect, everyone is important. Courage, the courage to say or do what needs to be said or done in that moment. Selfless service, loyalty, duty, the dignity of work, and trust. Values-based organizations stand the test of time. Our country has great talent, and for 250 years, we have proven that we stand unshaken by the tests of history. Moving into the future, we must continue to teach, celebrate, and most importantly, live the values that have made America the best country in the world.
Good stuff. In less than a minute from Coach K, whose Duke Blue Devils got ousted painfully, especially because that was the team I picked to win it all for the men's tournament this year. But congratulations to UConn. Another punch in the gut for Duke from UConn.
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire, and my next song by Phil Wickham is What an Awesome God. We know that God blesses us sometimes when we least expect it. That was the case with this Rich Mullins classic remake. Phil and his band were having a time of simple praise and worship after a busy day of recording, and out of that humble time before God, this powerful version of Awesome God was created. The verses are rich with praise to God, and the chorus we know and love is as solid as ever. Please enjoy Phil Wickham's What an Awesome God.
Hi, this is Samantha from Eau Claire, and I chose Love Me Like I Am by King and Country because it's a great reminder of God's unfailing love for us.
All right. Well, voting has closed in our CCM Song Showdown, our second semifinal. Toby Mack advanced yesterday. Who is going to square off against him? We had a great battle between Phil Wickham's What an Awesome God, nominated by Julian Eau Claire, and For King and Country's Love Me Like I Am with Jordan Sparks, nominated by Samantha.
And some great participation this morning. Thank you so much for that. Lots of votes coming in on both sides and a little bit of a disparity.
Yeah.
As one song won on the text line, another song won on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group voting. You can vote both ways, of course, and you'll have the opportunity to do that tomorrow, 7:15 to 7:45. So which song got more votes in total? It was What an Awesome God. Phil Wickham wins and moves on.
Phil Wickham, congratulations to Phil and Julian Eau Claire. Moving on to square off against a past champion from 2022, Toby Mack, tomorrow morning, 7:15 to 7:45. To see who is our champ this year.
Advice from those who know. Secrets from the experts. We have some of the best tips gathered from Consumer Reports magazine that we are passing along to you.
Yeah, there's one of them already that I'm like, oh, I wish that wasn't true. But here we go. The first one. It's perfectly fine to leave your laptop connected to its charger at home. The smart charger will prevent overcharging and the laptop's processor will run faster when it's connected.
I had no idea because I am someone who will unplug it from time to time thinking, oh, you don't want to overcharge it because I've always been told that that wears the battery down. But Consumer Reports saying otherwise. Tips from the experts from Consumer Reports. They say if you're serious about buying a car, ask the dealer to let you borrow or rent a model overnight or consider renting one for a few days. You and your family will get more of a feel for the car than you would with just a 15-minute test drive.
This one is the shortest, maybe, of all, and that is a secret from the experts. Bigger or smaller TV? They say go bigger.
Our friend Paul Anthony used to host The Drive. That would be his advice all day long. He was so excited when I got my first bigger TV as a younger man. Tips from Consumer Reports. Smartphones need a fresh restart, they say. They're actually full-fledged computers and need to be restarted every few days to purge memory reserved by apps no longer running and to fix glitches that can hinder performance. So I guess pry yourself away from it for just a little bit and restart it every few days.
Interesting. Boy, I don't do that. All right. Laptop or tablet? Here's one way to tell what you need. Tablets are mostly good for consuming media. Computers and laptops are good for creating it, and tablets come with hidden costs. Should you decide to add a keyboard or stylus pencil, you're adding hundreds of dollars.
Interesting. Tips from the experts from Consumer Reports here. They say don't bother using nitrogen in your tires to keep up tire pressure. Waste of money, they say.
Maybe we'll just wait the rest until after 8:45.
Yeah, we've got more coming up later on. More tips from the experts. A lot of these, new knowledge to me. More tips from the experts. Secrets from the experts from Consumer Reports magazine. We started this earlier in the hour. Some things that might not be so common knowledge, but according to Consumer Reports, these are things that you shouldn't do.
For instance, never wash or rinse raw chicken in the sink. Really? They say you'll splash germs around the kitchen and risk food poisoning. Wow.
We were talking about this off the air, so they say don't do that, but how do you do it then?
Usually,
come on, Consumer Reports. I feel like there's something trailing here. We need more.
I don't like this next one, Caleb, but go ahead and hit me with it.
So this is what they say from Consumer Reports. They say, if you think granola is healthy, think again. It's often, I would say operative word here is often. It's often loaded with fat and sugar. Doesn't mean always, but often. They say, try mixing that granola with a puff cereal to lighten up the calories.
Huh.
Yeah.
Granola's awesome.
It's really, and again, our friends at Great Harvest, theirs is outstanding. Yes. It really is. Also this morning, here's another tip from the experts. In cars, leather or leather-like seats are much easier to clean than fabric.
So there's your excuse. Get the leather. Tips from Consumer Reports. They say buy the cheapest TV cables and connectors you can find. Don't overspend on those accessories.
Here's another tip. Measure your laundry detergent with the provided cap. Use too much, which many people do, and you could get residue on your clothes. Yuck. Remember that today's washers use much less water than older machines.
Interesting. A couple more tips here from Consumer Reports and the experts there. They say don't wait until the vacuum bag is full to replace it. By then, the vacuum will have lost significant suction power.
Okay. And one last tip from the experts from Consumer Reports. Any shampoo will clean your hair, tests have shown. So buy what you like and want to pay.
There you go. That's why... Suave brand, baby. Buck 97 or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
I am fine with that.
Yeah, there you go. The biggest tip I ever remember from Consumer Reports in terms of buying a vehicle, the one word they said, you want something that's reliable.
Indeed.
So that's kind of stuck with me.